Well, South Africa's business activity in the broader manufacturing sector has risen in October, hitting 48.1 points from a revised 45.1 in the previous month. The rise in the headline index was driven by improvements in the business activity and new sales orders indices. And Mialani Maluleke, who's an economist at APSA, joins us to make sense of this latest data print in the context of a Moody's credit review on the country. Thanks so much, Mialani, for joining us today. Some recovery coming through, not enough, but some recovery at least. How are you feeling with the index sitting at 48.1?
Well, I think the key thing to remember is that at 48.1, the index still signals that conditions in the manufacturing sector are still contractionary. But I think the fact that we've rebounded a little bit from where we were in September is still positive. But I think overall, the one thing that comes out very strongly from the PMI data is that, you know, I think as we look to the fourth quarter of the year in terms of what we can expect from South Africa's manufacturing sector, I think it's clear that the case for a strong rebound is still not particularly strong.
Yeah. And yet we've got drivers like the business activity index and new sales orders coming through. So how do you explain that in this low demand scenario where just this week we had Finance Minister Tito Mboweni revise even lower the growth forecast for this year to 0.5%?
That's right. I think one of the big things that came out of the IMC BPS, in addition to bigger budget deficits, etc., is the fact that I think at the core of South Africa's problems is the fact that you've got an economy that's not growing, right? You look at the magnitude of the revisions to the GDP growth forecast, not just for this year, but also beyond, they were really quite substantial. And you're absolutely right. I mean, you look at the underlying data of the PMI, it's ticked up a little bit and in a reasonably broad-based way, in the sense that four of the underlying five components were up. But you're moving from very deeply contractionary territory. And the fact that you've bounced up a little bit still isn't enough to get you above that 50-point magic number that we really want to see the PMI above. So it's an improvement, but it's an improvement from very, very weak levels. And I think the level that we're still at still doesn't suggest any meaningful improvement.
And we've in fact spoken about this before, especially in the context of the employment index, which has also been ticking quietly higher, but at 42.3 means very little in terms of what that actually translates to and how that starts to solve some of the unemployment threats or dangers we face right now.
That's absolutely right. I think we've actually seen it in the QLFS data that came out from Stats, I say, a little bit earlier this week, that, although employment was up a little bit in the quarter, the manufacturing sector in particular was not one of the sectors that actually added to that growth. The sector actually lost some jobs. And what the sub-component measuring employment in the PMI is still telling us going into Q4 is that conditions could actually deteriorate a little bit more in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. In fact, with all of that, headline PMI has only managed to edge above the 50-point neutral mark twice during the course of 2019. People have turned more negative about business conditions moving forward. It just seems like, no one's quite confident right now, no matter how many plans and proposals come to the fore. I mean, just this week, we had the Public Enterprises Minister speak. We had the Finance Minister speak. We had Transport Minister speak. Yeah. And no encouragement seeming to come through.
Well, I think that's actually a part of it, right? Because at the start of the year, it was not just businesses, but many of us, including the National Treasury itself, I think we're all fairly optimistic about what we could see in post-election South Africa in terms of reforms that lift confidence, that support economic activity. But the reality is that we haven't seen fast enough progress on that front. And just to reflect on this week in particular, the comments from, Minister Gordhan still lack a lot of details in terms of how this Eskom situation is actually going to be solved. So we're hoping for a lot more, but that didn't come through. And then the MTBPS, we're hoping for some clearer solutions in terms of, how do we solve the growth problem in South Africa and how do we begin to stabilize public finances? But that also didn't come through. And then a day later, you had the Minister of Transport who was supposed to give us a clearer indication of what happens to the e-tolling issue in here in Gauteng. you're still not seeing clear answers. So unfortunately, businesses are seeing these things, and the lack of, I think, strong, concrete solutions to some of the biggest challenges certainly don't inspire confidence. And that's why you're seeing the expected business conditions in this PMI data now the weakest it's been in about a year.
How do you see Moody's reading all of this?
Look, I think that, you know, Moody's has been fairly optimistic about the SA story. I think they came out a few months ago and they said, look, you know, if you look at South Africa, last 18 months or so, it's clear that we've seen some improvements in terms of institutional strength. But I think that the fiscal story that came out of the MTBPS will be a bit of a disappointment to them too. Mm-hmm. But we don't expect them to downgrade South Africa's Baa3 rating at this review. But we do think that they're probably going to change the outlook from stable to negative at this stage.
And that a big risk, especially where you've got Fitch also having sounded some alarm yesterday. Amidst it all, have you made any major changes to your economic forecasts for 2019?
Look, I mean, we published a report a few weeks ago. You know, where we said, look, I mean, you look at underlying drivers of growth in South Africa. For this year, it's clear that we're probably going to see growth of less than 1% again. So we've lowered that down a little bit, about 0.6%. But we've actually also lowered our growth projection for 2020 as well. We now only expect GDP growth of just 1.4%. Previously, we had an estimate of 1.8%.
Yeah. Well, on that somber note, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Mielani. Hopefully, better news tomorrow with the Springboks taking on the rugby challenge over on that end against England. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Mielani Maluleke is an economist at APSA.